podcast. You got Ricky and Billy. Billy, what's going on in your world?
Honestly, recently I've been a little worried about this whole Brexit thing.
You are an American, so why should you be concerned about that?
I'm concerned because I don't know really what it means. The newspaper makes it seem like it's a bad thing, but also, I don't really care. And that's concerning to me. I feel like I should care more about things, especially things that sound like brunch. Is it like brunch? Is it like a breakfast and lunch? Like, you know?
Well, you know, I think they came up with a name so it would sound good on Twitter, because everything has to be condensed on Twitter, so we just create words and we put them on there so that they're good hashtags.
So it's not as delicious as it sounds.
Well, maybe in Europe it is. I'm not sure. I mean, we don't have anything going on right here in the United States with that.
We don't have any secession. Not right now.
Not right now, but we did.
We have. We had that Civil War. I mean, that was pretty prominent. The lower half of the country.
Oh, right.
Yeah, they fought over it.
Doesn't like every year, like California starts something like that.
California wants to split into three states because there's conservative, liberal people, and then
southern and northern and like the Inland Empire.
And then the people that are ablaze in wildfires.
Don't forget about those people. Smokey the Bandit.
Yeah, he died. That's Burt Reynolds. Rest in peace, Burt.
Yes. Cheers to that.
He's a Floridian. Went to Florida State University.
Yeah, played what, linebacker?
He was a quarterback, my friend.
Was he really?
Yeah, yeah.
I thought he was a linebacker.
He was also rumored to make a sex tape while he was there, I believe.
Oh, so I'll check my sources on that. One of the originals. Wow.
I mean,
OG sex taper.
Actually, I want to say I've heard that like one of the third ever things filmed on a camera, video camera, was.
Is that why he was in that movie? Was it Boogie Nights or?
He was in Boogie Nights, yeah.
Yeah,
right.
He played a
He was also just an actor. So, like, you know.
Well, what better way to act than to be, what do they call it, method acting?
That is method acting, yeah.
Act what you know. Yeah, all right. Well, Burt Reynolds. Rest in peace, my friend.
Did you know him personally?
No, not personally. I once owned a Trans Am, though, so I feel like I've been connected to him throughout my time.
Yeah, you guys are Trans Am bros.
Yeah, I mean, what better way? It's like blood brothers, pretty much.
When did you own a Trans Am?
In a past life.
Oh, so you never really did.
Well, you know, we can all dream. One day I will, if we get enough supporters for the podcast. Speaking of that, we actually did get a supporter, Sarah from Orlando. Cheers to you.
Yeah, cheers, Sarah. Why are you so surprised, though?
I'm not surprised.
I think Sarah has excellent taste.
The thousands of listeners to this podcast, I shouldn't be surprised at all.
Is this in your previous life as well?
No, this is happening as we speak.
Okay, cool.
We're pretty much live. We're not actually live because it's a podcast. But as soon as we upload, people will be stopping what they're doing to listen.
Well, yeah. I mean, you don't want somebody like a doctor performing surgery listening to us. I feel like that's counterintuitive.
Well, I mean, yeah. There's certain jobs that will have to wait until they can, but if you're driving your car, I know.
What about if you're driving a forklift? Do you think this is forklift material?
Better have a good speaker to be able to hear over that humming diesel engine.
Yeah, and the beeping. There's constant beeping on forklifts.
Constant beeping, constant dust and work and making America great again. There you go.
Wow. I thought we were steering clear of politics on here.
Well, there's nothing political about that. Speaking of politics, let's take a trip down to Key West, Billy. You were talking about Brexit. Well, we've actually had a situation in Key West where we had a Key Westix.
Key Westix?
Yeah, I'm going to hashtag that, by the way.
Oh, God. Okay, sure, let's do that.
So, yeah, in 1982, the Border Patrol blocked off the 7 Mile Bridge to curb drug trafficking. So it caused a big rift with the Key West community and the other.
So what did they do? They put like a border wall?
Like a cone
wall. Checkpoint.
Checkpoint. You know, make sure you're not bringing any contraband into the rest of the states, but it caused massive traffic to locals and to Key Westerners.
So, as long as you kept your drugs in Key West, they were cool.
That's correct. That is correct. As long as you didn't try to cross it into Miami and the rest of the states, you were okay. So, Key West City Council got pissed off about that and said, you know what? We're out of the United States.
They put on their flip-flops and...
put on their flip-flops, snorkels, and they held their spear guns and said, we're out of the United States. We're starting the Conk Republic. That was in
1982.
So they seceded from the United States. Lasted a few hours.
A few hours. A few hours. So it wasn't very long. It
wasn't very long, but the sentiment has lasted to this day. You can actually go to Key West and get your passport stamped by the Conk Republic to this day.
That's retarded.
No.
I can't say retarded shit. Fuck. Cock balls.
Alright, well, we'll have to... It is mentally disabled. That's what you're trying to say.
It's stupid.
Stupid, that's what you're trying to say.
Pointless.
So yeah, but, hey, so they called themselves the Conk Republic. They still kind of do as a little gag. But... actually, before Key West had that name, they were called Cayo Hueso, which means Bone Island. That's Ponce de Leon named it.
Ponce de Leon.
Pretty
prominent. Yeah. 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 There's like only everything is named after him around this area.
He called it that because of the white limestone rock. So, Bone Island. Now, that was in 1521 he discovered Key West. Now, eventually, when it was appropriated to the rest of the United States, which happened in 1822, but once the English settlers started coming down there, they said, you know what, Cayo Hueso kind of sounds like Key West.
That's ridiculous. No, Key West is the furthest west. That's why they called it Key West.
I'm going to go with the Cayo Hueso story.
So, that it kind of sounds like Key West, which it doesn't.
Well, think about it. Cayo Hueso, Key West.
Yeah, but if you think about it, it's the key that's furthest to the west.
I don't know.
Oh, you're right. They should have called it West Key, and then my theory would be right. But if it doesn't sound anything like Cayo Hueso, then your thing's right. Yeah, let's go with that.
Well, either way, we'll let the listeners determine which fact they would like to believe. Unfortunately for you, Billy, people have Google now, so you might be in trouble with that one.
Yeah, I know. Wait till they see that map.
Oh
man, that's going to be tough.
Yeah, well, who needs maps, okay? We got GPS nowadays. We don't need to actually know where we are.
It's a digital map, but all right, yeah.
Well, anyways, that three-hour war was so prominent to these Key Westerners, I was going to say Kiwis, but those are people from New Zealand.
Those are people from New Zealand. I think they're called...
Cayo Hueso's?
No, they are not called Cayo Hueso's.
Okay, well.
Key Westites?
Key Westites, okay.
Key Westians?
Well, we'll have to... our listeners will Google that once again. You'll be probably wrong. But anyway, so one of these war veterans from this Conk Republic...
When you say a war, hold on a second. Was there any shots fired?
Well, it was a stalemate. It was like a Cold War, okay? The Conkins stood at the border after the 7 Mile Bridge, and they said, you know what? You're not coming in here, Border Patrol. We like our drugs. We like our drinking. We like our women. So you're not going to come in here and pillage our towns.
That's right.
So anyways... now, this happened pretty recently. This Conk Republic veteran, on March 6, 2019. So, he is 67-year-old Robert Jorge Janis. So, he got charged with theft and indecent exposure. Now, deputies say Janis, while in a wheelchair, stole the flag from the sheriff's office headquarters last weekend. So, he actually brought it down. He rolled up, brought it down, took the flag off, put it in his backpack, and wheeled away. Now,
so was his? Did he have a nut hanging out or something? What was the indecent exposure?
We'll get
exposure?
To that, but okay. I mean, I think what's important is he said, you know what, I may be bound to this wheelchair, but I still do not stand for being a part of the United States. The Conquered Republic lives on.
Oh, this was in honor of the Conquered Republic.
Well, yeah. What I mean, if you're taking the flag down of the United States, I think that's a politically motivated deed, I guess.
Maybe his was taken away by the hurricane, Hurricane Michael.
Well.
And he just needed a replacement, and he figured my tax dollars paid for that flag.
They got Kmart down there.
I should be this guy's attorney. He should hire me.
Well, how would you defend him?
I don't have a law license, so probably not very well.
Well, no, but how would you defend him if you were this gentleman, this war veteran's...
I think we should stop saying war veteran.
Is that... Okay, well, I mean...
Because he's not really a war veteran. He just seems to be like a man in a...
Political activist is a what we call it these days. Or no, not these days. War veteran's a... Totally different sentiment.
Right.
But still, okay, fair enough. So, he actually wheeled back to the building, you know, because, I mean, he is not afraid to stand for his, you know, his convictions.
Well, he's in a wheelchair. It sounds like he is afraid to stand.
Oh. Man, right below the belt, literally. So, he wheeled back, he pulled his pants down, and began masturbating.
No.
What better way to defy the government than to masturbate in front of a governmental building?
So, let me get this right. He takes wheels up, takes the flag, leaves, then
That's
decides
right.
to come back.
Now, wheels away.
Okay, where is the flag at this point? Is it not in... Is he using the flag?
Well, it's still in his book bag, remember?
Oh, it's still... Oh, well, okay. So, but then he goes back... And he says, not only do I have your flag,
right?
Well, take a look at this.
Take a look at this.
Yes.
Salute
yeah. this.
Salute, yeah, salute this. So standing wow. standing tall, flagpole erected.
Oh, jeez.
So when arrest, you know, obviously deputies, they arrested him.
Obviously, yeah.
He said he found the flag on the ground and planned to return it. But before he returned it, he thought it would be great to pull his member out and start to have fun.
When I return flags to people, I often do get aroused. It's a very emotional thing because of what a flag means.
Right. Right.
But, you know, they have medication for that now.
Well, I think that's to each their own. You know, I mean, so basically, he admitted to stealing the flag after hearing about the security video. So, you know. I guess he didn't realize that in 2019, government buildings, especially a sheriff's office, is probably going to have some video footage of that.
You got to love those people. No, no, no. Oh, do you have video? Yeah.
So here's the thing.
What had happened was...
Yeah, and he actually said, I don't remember exposing myself. How dare you?
Yeah. So does it mention at all if he was under the influence of anything?
It does not. It does not say...
So let's take a safe bet here and say he probably had some alcohol. If he is in a wheelchair, genuinely, he's probably in some pain. So maybe some painkillers are kicked in. And any kind of masturbatory act with a flag, I would say, is like peyote.
Oh, so it sounds like you have some experience on masturbating in flags with peyote.
Not that I remember.
Well, I find it fascinating how you just drew to all these conclusions. You, is that how you would defend him?
Well...
He needs help, but, you know...
But hey, he's a civilian of the Conch Republic. That's how a lot of people say conch, by the way.
Well, yeah. Conch?
Conch. Conch. Is what people say. It's pronounced conch.
Yeah, conch, but they enunciate it.
Enunciated.
Yeah, how do you say it? Unpronounced?
Mispronounced?
Mispronounced.
Okay.
Mispronounced.
I think you and Wheelchair Jerry over here make a good duo.
Well, I'll tell you what, I think I'd have a great time with him, as long as he keeps it in the pants.
Well, you're actually a veteran. You were in the Coast Guard.
Yeah, if you want to elevate me to that status, I mean, technically...
Well, you're more of a war veteran than the guy that...
The Conquered Republic soldier.
That waved it with an American flag in front of the sheriff's department.
Well, you know, like I said, if he just wanted the flag, he didn't have to go to the sheriff's office. He could have just been a gentleman about it and went to the local Kmart, which, for those of you, I don't know...
I doubt they have a Kmart
they
in
do.
The U.S.
They do.
In
they
Key
do.
West.
Yes, I do. Yes, they do. And it's pretty much like a Walmart that is not surviving.
Yeah. We have one down the corner, down the road from my house.
Yeah.
And there is never more than 40 cars in the parking lot.
So yeah, speaking of Kmart, we got a Florida Man story here.
Oh, good.
All right. So after purchasing an $8 million private island off the coast of Key West, Andrew Lippi, 59, was accused of stealing $300 worth of household goods from Kmart.
Wait, I'm sorry. I know I keep telling you to wait, but it sounds like these are ridiculous. So you buy an $8 million island. Does it say how did he purchase it in, like, pirate's gold, or did somebody just take his word for it?
I'm not sure how they process things in the Conch Republic.
I believe it's pronounced conch.
Conch. I'm getting confused. Is it conch or conch?
It's conch.
Conch. All right. Well, there you go. So he told police that he purchased the items between March 30th and April 4th, and that's this year, but replaced them with cheaper items and returned them for a refund.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
So maybe that's how he got $8 million. He's just been running that. That's why Kmart's going out of business.
That's why Kmart's going out of business. This dude. Yeah, they need to investigate this guy further.
Yeah, he's hired by Walmart. Take out Kmart.
That's a way to do it. Take out the competition. Right. One item at a time. One $300 at a time.
So what was he buying?
Just household goods. You know, pots and pans for his new $8 million private island. I mean, that's what you would do.
How big is an $8 million island? I mean, I guess where it's at matters.
Five square feet by 5 square feet. Okay. No, actually, I have no idea.
You don't know.
I don't know. We'll have to investigate that further. But Key West, man, that is, they are always partying down in the Conch Republic. Fantasy Fest? Billy, what is Fantasy Fest?
I've actually never been, but it's... They're celebrating their 40th anniversary. It's essentially just a week-long celebration of love, I guess you will. It's kind of like more of a let's get wild kind of deal.
Let's get weird and love.
Like, I know, like, a lot of women will walk around topless with, like, their breasts painted.
Okay, that sounds like a great time.
It does. I know we have a cousin, you and I do, that went to Fantasy Fest. I think he's been multiple times.
He is a boater, a spear fisherman, a scuba diver, so yeah, right up his alley.
Yeah, and I don't know if it was him or a friend of his, but their costume, if you will, for Fantasy Fest was a sock.
Okay,
so I'm sure it was strategically located.
So they put a sock on their hand and walked around.
I mean, that's one way to do it. I probably would have put it over my, you know, kibbles and bits, but...
So you're telling me they pulled a Red Hot Chili Peppers, except on stage they walked around the streets of Key West. Mm.
Yeah, give it away now.
Give it away now.
Yep.
So, did he tell you how it was down there?
He did. I don't remember the stories because usually when I'm with said cousin, we drink and I remembered some of them, but then also I don't remember things.
Yeah, I know some friends that went down there with boats and you know, they definitely party. There's a lot of naked women, naked guys, so it's just free love, I guess.
Free love. Yeah, well, you don't normally pay for love unless you're Robert Kraft when you come down to Florida, you know, the billionaire owner of the Patriots.
Oh, yeah. Massage parlor. Well, you know, you got to keep people, he's just trying to do his duty, keep the local massage parlor open, that's all.
Yeah.
Hello to Patriots Nation. Please subscribe, like, support our podcast. We love you.
Free Robert Kraft. That's what I say. I am interested to see how the rich get, you know, he's going to get away with this somehow.
Oh, of course.
In all honesty, I mean, unless the girl really didn't want to be doing it, who cares, you know? Like, why don't we tax prostitution? We'll start in Key West. We'll start in Key West and we'll work our way up north.
Yeah, start in a rebel, you know, a known rebel territory.
I think we secede again. And I say we as in somebody who will probably never move to Key West, but we... Should secede from the United States again. Secede.
Okay.
Like Wallace. Yeah.
Okay.
Secede from the U.S.
Okay.
Start with one, prostitution.
I want to legalize
pirates.
Pirate privateering again.
You want pirates?
Yeah, I want to be a pirate. I mean, okay. When you're a kid, that's not, I mean, like, why not?
So here is a, this is actual fact, because I do love to read historical nonfiction. I don't really have time to read, you know, about wizards and all the other crap that people like to read about. Please subscribe, all you Harry Potter fans. I read a really good book about the real history of pirates, and they are brutal people. But a really unknown fact, and it makes sense, most pirates were either homosexual or freed slaves. Homosexual men being kind of outcasts in society at that point. And as a pirate, if you're willing to rob, loot, and plunder, and you know, you're well, swab the deck is what they do when the lights go off, but that's different. I think that's, yeah, but, and then pirates would oftentimes attack slave ships because of the actual, the build of a slave ship at the time was really conducive to holding cargo, which pirates would want. So a lot of times when they would do that, they would kill the captors and take the captees, these slaves, and give them an option. Yep. Say, hey, you, and you know what? You know, it's a lot better than being a slave, like literally anything.
Being a pirate.
Anything, yeah. Being a pirate. So,
you know what's better than working in a cubicle? Being a pirate.
I don't think that's necessarily true. They had a lot of diseases. We should save this for a whole pirate podcast, because I really have a lot to talk about pirates.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, that'll do it for today's episode of Probably Florida. Thanks for listening, and please don't forget to subscribe and give us 5 stars. We'll also leave a link to support in the show notes, and don't forget to contact me and Billy at Twitter on PROBFLA. That's PROBFLA. Thanks for listening.